Can you kind of provide an overview of the clinical research information we had prior to ASCO in terms of systemic therapy and now where we're at after the last couple of days?
So I would put ASCO into two sets. ASCO pre-2005, because 2005 really was a turning point, although this year was looked upon as sort of the sentinel one. 2005 was truly the first ASCO where kidney cancer became sort of a star of the meeting because there were numerous papers presented. None of them made the plenary session. Perhaps some of them should, but they didn't. But 2005 really sort of set the stage for 2006. I think you have to look at both of those meetings as providing the information that medical oncologists now are going to need to try to understand the disease and to understand how to treat it. Before then, we were really left with the understanding of the immune response in cancer and the immune response in renal cancer, trying to exploit things like interferon and interleukin-2 as treatments for the disease or vaccines. They seldom worked. They had a lot of side effects. None of us were particularly satisfied with that, but that's all we had. And we knew about the VHL biology and the abnormalities there. We just needed the tools to exploit it. And those came about somewhere in the early 2000s, where the drugs made by pharma were directed towards inhibiting those genes, or angiogenesis, if you will. And that sort of set the stage. So most of the stuff presented last year and this year really have focused on those kinds of treatments, drugs that directly or indirectly inhibit blood vessel growth in tumors. And this year, the splash was really large because there were two plenary papers that were presented that clearly change the standard of care for the disease based on their results.